Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research every single day, right to your email, right to your phone, right to your TV, right to every single place that you have available here at Team Health Masters. Thank you guys again for the support. Make sure you guys are getting the updates on the website here. Put your name, your email in so you can get the emails sent to you every single day with updates on the show and different specials that we have. How are you doing today, bud?
If it was any better, I'd have to charge admission.
Is that?
It's a great day. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I decided about 30 years ago that I was going to be extremely happy today. And so it doesn't mean that I don't have challenges in my life, but what it means is that I have made a decision a long time ago to follow Jesus, who is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of my faith. And he tells me that this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, regardless of whether it's raining or not, which it's trying to rain, by the way, outside. And so I don't care about the rain because the ducks need some water too, and some of the plants need water, and I have to run my sprinkler, so I'm good.
Well, apparently we got a cold front coming in.
I hope so.
The rest of the country's getting really cold. We're getting down to the 30s or 40s.
The temperature plummeted last night. It dropped down to 65. It was horribly hot.
Pull the jackets out.
Yeah, I have my jacket behind me. I had it on this morning, but you know, it's just funny to me how so many people in the country right now are in their freezing zones, and we're doing so much better down here in Florida. But don't move here. If you spend one week in traffic on I-4 near Orlando, you will say, "I will never live there." Now, Chiefland, or Perry, are pretty good places to live. They're up or closer to the Panhandle.
Yeah, they haven't been hyper-developed yet.
Well, nobody wants to live there. They're horrible. And you know, but as far as from a country kind of standpoint, they're great.
A lot more chill.
But there's nothing to do.
No, there's nothing to do.
We had a nanny one time that had moved down here from Chiefland. And she'd moved to Tampa, Orlando first, and then she became a nanny for us. And I remember she was saying how there's nothing to do in Chiefland. Austin remembers that nanny.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Trump signs a bombshell executive order to make himself the most powerful president in history as he enacts controversial constitutional theory. Cover this for just a minute here. This is interesting. Donald Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday that would make him the most powerful president in history. The new order seeks to rein in independent agencies by seizing various departments that normally act in accordance with Congress, bringing them under control of the executive branch and White House. The order reiterates that all executive power is vested in the president, and he and the attorney general will interpret the law, leaving Trump free from congressional and judicial oversight.
That's interesting.
We're going to go here for a second. All agencies will have to submit to regulations to the White House to review, and this is what they're trying to do is get rid of the Chevron doctrine.
Okay.
All agencies will have to submit regulations to the White House for review, and the Office of Management and Budget will ensure tax dollars are spent wisely. They move target agencies such as the Federal Communication Commission and the Federal Trade Commission. The White House says they're spending billions on controversial rules and regulation without presidential approval. Again, Chevron doctrine. The move ties in with Elon Musk and Doge's plan to rid the government of massive amounts of wasteful spending in the executive bureaucracy. You know, Austin, it's interesting. I looked at the actual numbers from the USAID,
US, right?
And they said that that's only 1% of the federal budget.
I know,
which is pretty much meaningless.
Well, that's when you start looking at trillions upon trillions of dollars.
Okay, observers suggest that Trump is using unitary executive theory, which grants the president a wide swath of authority. The conservative theory argues that Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which delineates presidential powers, gives the president sole authority over all of the executive branch's officials and responsibilities and employees. The unitary executive theory also claims that the president has robust powers to override congressional oversight on restrictions such as the ability to fire the heads of independent agencies, which I think that's good. I personally think that's a good idea. Russell Vought is also the so-called architect of Project 2025 turned head of OMB, is said to be a big proponent of nixing executive bureaucracies, according to Politico. This is a very, very interesting article. It continues to say the order allows Vought to establish performance standards and management objectives for independent agencies. What they're doing is they're trying to run the United States like a business and basically get rid of all of the waste and clean up the budget and get rid of literally trillions of dollars in money that's being completely and totally wasted so that we can reduce the amount of borrowing that we have to do and reduce the Federal Reserve requirement of buying our debt every single year. We're trying to stabilize our budget. We talked about it in depth yesterday. Now, I've read about this happening before, and I'm going to talk about it right now. When Ernst Raum, now don't send me letters on this. I'm not saying that Ernst Raum is somebody in Trump's administration, but Ernst Raum, basically, he was born in 1887, and he died in July in 1934 with the German military offer. And I'm not saying this guy's Elon Musk. Don't get me going here, okay? German military officer and leading member of the Nazi Party, a close friend and an early ally of Adolf Hitler. Raum was the co-founder and the leader of the SA, the Nazis' party's original paramilitary wing, which had millions of troops, by the way, which played a significant role in Hitler's rise to power. He served as chief of the SA from 1931 until his murder in 1934 during the Night of the Long Knives. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of history here. The German military basically was controlled still through the Kaiser and through the upper echelon of the German people when Hitler took power. But Hitler wanted to consolidate power and take authority of all of it. Okay? So he had his basically SA come in and basically scare everybody. And then he used them with over a million troops as basically a paramilitary organization until the Night of the Long Knives. Now this is actually called der Nacht der Lange Messer. If you're German and you're listening to this, and if my German accent's not quite perfect, I was raised in Polk County. Okay, so I'll try that again. Nacht der Langen Messer, and basically they also call the Raum Purge or Operation Hummingbird. Was a purge that took place in Nazi Germany from 30 June to 2nd of July 1934. Chancellor Adolf Hitler, urged on by Hermann Göring and Heinrich Himmler, ordered a series of political extrajudicial executions, kind of like Barack Obama sending drones in Austin to kill people that were American citizens.
Yeah.
Okay. Intended to consolidate his power and alleviate the current concerns of the German military about the role of Ernst Raum, who basically, and the SA, the Nazis' paramilitary organization. By the way, Ernst Raum was gay, and Hitler knew about it. The Nazis' paramilitary organization was known colloquially as the Brown Shirts. Nazi propaganda presented the murders as a preventive measure against an alleged coup that they say that Raum had received money for to overthrow Hitler. The primary instruments of Hitler's action were the SS, the Schutzstaffel. Everybody knows who the SS are. A lot of people don't, but they were like the supreme paramilitary group in Hitler's Germany. And they were under Himmler and the security service, and the Gestapo, the secret police under Heydrich, which between them carried out most of the killings. They came in and killed the leadership of up to 1,000 people, Austin.
Wow.
The night. A lot of them started fleeing after the first night, and they found them and killed, some people say, up to 1,000. And then Hitler came in and said, after he did all this, because he wanted to consolidate power, that he was alone responsible for it. I'll give him credit, man. The boy took the hit and said, I did this. I took it. You know, but he killed up to 1,000 people. Now, I'm not saying that, Trump's, doing Night of the Long Knives. I'm not saying that Elon Musk is Raum. I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm just saying it's interesting to me how in many organizations and in many countries, in a lot of history, when you look at it, a lot of things repeat themselves. Now, I'm not saying that Trump shouldn't consolidate power and he shouldn't do what he's doing as far as executive branch and getting rid of Chevron doctrine. I'm not saying any of that. I'm giving you some history background. But what I found interesting is this SA group that helped to put him in power was also turned upon. That's why 1,000 of them end up dying. And it happens a lot when you have organizations that bring in dictator governments in which they have people that help them to achieve power. But these people who help them have had so much power themselves that they become a threat to the country. And so a lot of times they're simply killed or poisoned, or they just are disappeared. And you see this over and over and over again when you see coup d'etats. So am I saying that the United States of America is in trouble because of what's going on from an executive branch standpoint? No, I am not. I think the United States has been in trouble since the Federal Reserve enactment in 1913 under that unbelievably babbling, syphilis-infected Wilson. I believe that he was the one who started this mess because he was compromised and blackmailed by Samuel Untermyer. I've talked about this in depth. Okay, this 100 years plus now of the Federal Reserve Bank coming in and taking control of our monetary system. In fact, right now, they're refusing to be audited on how much gold they reserve. They say, we simply don't have that. We're not going to do that. And so then, and then they say, we're above the law. We have the United States government does not tell us what to do. We do whatever we want to do, and we basically are out of the scope and out of the realm of the judicial system. That's why Ron Paul actually got a partial – remember that, Austin?
Yep.
Audit of the Federal Reserve, the first time in over 100 years, and man, did they pitch a fit. And when the Federal Reserve chairman was asked, where did this $17 trillion go? Oh, we don't know. It went around. It got passed around. And, I mean, he wouldn't answer the question. $17 trillion. So all of these things we're starting to see now, the international banking cartels, which they're, and they're steeped in avarice and greed. I told Austin, I need to get one of those little green lights here. You know, and have a little hat on and have a little calculator here. And I'd be looking at the calculator and making it. You know, the crazy part about this is, you know, the love of money, according to the Bible, is the root of all evil. And there's nothing wrong with having money. If we didn't have the money to buy inventory to sell you guys product for Health Masters, we couldn't be on the air right now. Money basically makes the world go round and it keeps things moving. The problem is when you have avarice and greed. When it's the love of money, when you say, oh, by the way, it's going to cost 1.1 cent more to have this put in a third color. I'm not going to do it. It's 1.1 cent. That means if we sell 1,000 of these, we're going to lose $1 or $2 or $10. Okay, there comes a point when the greed becomes overwhelming and people become very tightwaddish. Now, I'm going to step away from just a second about the political stuff. If you're a giver and you're hanging out with the taker, it's going to be a very, very short relationship unless you're willing to continue to give until you're broke. To say that, givers need to be friends with givers, and takers can't be friends with takers because neither one of them like each other. It's just the way it works. They can't take from each other, so they can't stand each other. So they sit around in greed and avarice all the time, and it's sad when I see it. No, it's awesome. I've seen it.
I'm
telling you the truth. So, all right, so look at the Night of the Long Knives. Look at what happened in Germany. Look at what happened with fascism. You know, and now one of the top people out there on TV basically is saying, you know, we can't be Jon Stewart saying, stop calling Trump a fascist. That word's been overused. You know, you can't do that anymore. But yet it seems ironic to me that, you know, he's one of the first people to start calling Trump a fascist.
I remember that, yeah.
So, you know, it's just, it's very strange to me. So I'm going to post the articles on what happened in Germany with Night of the Long Knives. I'm going to post the article with Raum and all these other people. By the way, the girl now who's the head of the party in Germany, Alice Weidel, who basically is hiding now because she's afraid for her own life and spending most of her time in Switzerland, and she's the far-right leadership who's trying to get rid of all of the people that are coming into the country illegally, get rid of all of these people that are, you know, illegal aliens. She's hiding out in Switzerland in her home over there. And by the way, this is interesting. She says that she's not queer.
Okay.
That's what she says. I can quote her. But she's married to a woman. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I got a picture I want to show everybody real quick. Look at this picture. I sent this awesome yesterday.
Oh, the one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it pulled up.
So what?
I forgot to send it to my email.
Oh, gosh. I said, we want this on the show today.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you got to pull that one up.
Give me a minute. I'll find it here in a second.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to pull this article up. That's why I was working on it here earlier.
But the thing with this picture tied into this.
All right, let me find it.
Ukraine is ready to be carved up. I'll step on this one real quick. But, you know, Ukraine ready to be carved up by Trump and Putin as the meetings show where power lies. Top diplomats from Russia and the U.S. met in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday to discuss negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine, despite not having officials from Ukraine in the table. Ukraine is ready to be carved up like a turkey roast. Wow. By Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin as the crucial meeting between the top officials shows about where the power lies. Top diplomats from Russia and the U.S. met in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday to discuss negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine, despite not having anybody from Ukraine at the meeting. The meeting was attended by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. We used to affectionately call him Bubble Boy. There's a reason for that. He was caught in a gay bathhouse in a bunch of bubbles one day. Russian foreign minister and other senior officials were there. And so I find this fascinating. Following the meeting, it was confirmed that U.S. and Russia have agreed to appoint high-level teams to begin working on ending the war in Ukraine. According to the U.S. State Department, they said both countries need to establish a consultation mechanism to address irritants to our bilateral relationship with the objective of taking necessary steps to normalize the operation of respective diplomatic re- Yeah, that's a bunch of word salad.
There's,
oh, you got my picture? Okay. Here's why I know. Rich, give me camera four.
Now, there's been rumors this photo was doctored. I don't know if it was or not.
I don't think so.
I pulled it up there.
Yeah, but give me camera four. Let it sit on camera four for about 5 seconds. Let's do it. One, two. This in the middle. This is Zelensky. Three, four, five. That's enough. Now we can all collectively hurl into a bucket. Okay, please take that off the screen.
I don't know why.
Now, if you want to know why this guy didn't get a seat at the table, it's probably because of photos like this.
Yeah.
And him dancing naked, playing a piano with his appendage, and him sitting in stilettos and high heels and tights, which we know all that's real.
Yeah.
That's why I believe this picture is real. And, you know, so this is why nobody's bringing him to the table. Are you really going to bring that person to the table for negotiations on how the Ukraine is supposed to be carved up? He's a joke. As far as a leader, I particularly like it when he jumps in front of a green screen in full uniform, covered up with hand grenades and everything else. And the crazy part about it is he didn't have a piece of dirt on his uniform.
No.
And he's supposed to be in the middle of a war scene. This guy is a giant, walking, talking. Yeah, you know what a word I want to use, little meow boy. And quite frankly, he basically was put into power because he did a sitcom being president of the Ukraine. And out of joke, like they do with Barack Obama married to Michelle Michael. Oh, God, I can't believe I said that. They had to show the world they could put anybody they wanted to
that's
in power.
Exactly right.
And that's what they do. These people who are put in power like this are not running anything, period.
No.
They're being told what to do by the guy behind the curtain who's sitting there with a little green hat on, you know, with his calculator. Just thought I'd mention that.
This ties back in. I was pulling that article. I had it pulled up a minute ago when you're covering it. Is that Elon Musk is saying the U.S. has to audit the gold at Fort Knox. It hasn't been audited in 50 years.
And huge amounts of gold now is being shipped from London back to the United States.
That too. So how much gold is there? I don't know.
Are they about to put the gold back in Fort Knox?
Something's going on.
Yep.
But 50 years. And then on top of that as well, this is an interesting topic. Because I had a few people send me this, and it's basically a topic of discussion. Will Americans get a stimulus check refund thanks to DOGE? Says they're looking at here now, basically, that they are the recommended mass layoffs in the federal government mean to eliminate $2 trillion yearly in funding from major U.S. agencies.
That's a lot.
That's a lot
that's
of money.
Lot.
I will. So far, all the cuts they've done, I think they're $55 billion right now. So
happy more than that, because that one that you said had more than that.
Well, that's what they're showing as far as the number. I don't know how far they've gotten, but yeah, it says right here, according to the DOGE Live Tracker, $55 billion has been saved so far. However, though, you got to think about it. I don't know how accurate as far as where it's.
Well, that $55 billion to a multi-trillion-dollar budget is not much.
No. And so they're talking about here, essentially, that they, if you break it down, they want to be able to give every taxpayer between $5,000 to $8,000.
That'll massively stimulate the economy.
And again, now, how would this wouldn't have nearly as aggressive an effect on inflation as COVID did, would it? Because they're actually cutting funding?
Well, if the people will go in and take this $8,000, and let me just talk to the camera here for a second. Give me that camera, Rich. If people come in and if they won't blow that money and go buy something they don't need to impress people they don't know with money they just got in by accident, if they'll go in and pay down their doggone car loans.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
You know, and get their money back so they're not upside down in the car. That'll be do more to stimulate the economy because it'll give the people the ability then to buy another car and not be upside down. So, but what a lot of people are going to do is just go buy something.
That's what they did during COVID.
They're going to go buy a big screen TV.
Yeah. Or they would. I remember people. Oh, I got all this money now. Well, we want $20,000 over sticker for this car. Fine, finance it. My whole down payment's going on it, and that whole thing was a fiasco. Also, too, this is interesting. Congress now has introduced a bill that allow AI to replace your doctor and administrative prescriptions and normalize wearables. This is all tying back into that Internet of Things with AI.
But some of these doctors are so bad, that may not be a bad thing for some people. How sad that is.
The weird part about this is, though, this is going to be, again, another way to have AI integrate into your daily life and monitor every single
thing that goes on with you. And it can then prescribe an mRNA vaccine.
That is true. It says right here, fixation on AI integration utility provides delivery personalized care that patients deserve. Automating an organization collection of patient information and essentially everything detect health irregularities quicker, provide hundreds of millions of dollars in savings each year, and provide better service. The issue you have with all this stuff, and I told you guys this too with wearables, these items data log you. They track every single thing you do, everywhere you go, everything that happens with your body, and it also is stored and it's sold. All that information goes to third parties. So how secure is this going to be? How much is this going to monitor more and more of you? I don't know. But again, it's not something I would be involved with. But like you said, some doctors.
Well, yeah, but no, there's a doctor, an MD over in Lakeland, and she's so stupid that it hurts to talk to her. And, you know, I remember we have a friend of ours whose wife got pregnant, had morning sickness, and this doctor recommended Prozac, a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, to stop morning sickness in the body of a developing fetus. You know, with, I mean, unbelievable stupidity. And, you know, you can't even make this stuff up. She was running around with, like, three masks on, a face shield, you know, a full hazmat gown and gloves.
She got all her vaccines, too.
Oh, and she got all her vaccines. And she was pushing vaccines to all of her patients.
Yeah.
I mean, the woman is so stupid that I can't believe she can breathe and chew gum at the same time. And it's not because she's a woman. She's just an idiot. She's from another country. I can't believe she could actually pass the medical, you know, exams to get into the United States to get licensed. I mean, I've learned here in Lakeland, Florida, and Central Florida in general, I don't recommend any clinics or anybody, any places at all in all of Polk County. You think, well, this is terrible, Ted. It's terrible. I don't recommend any of them because every single time I try to help one or promote one, they turn into a bunch of buffoons. It's terrible. And you know, now the people that had owned a clinic years ago who had died, I recommended them. They're pretty good. But now they're not there anymore. They're gone. And so they're both dead.
Yeah.
And so the sad part about it is that, you know, you don't realize that a lot of times when it comes to doctoring, you're on your own. You better get on the internet, do some research and figure out what you're doing and take a look at the side effects of the drugs they're trying to give you. By the way, lifestyle, Austin, has now been shown to beat genetics on the path to premature death.
There you go.
In other words, let me give you an example. Zig Ziglar said it this way one time. It was great. You know, I talked to you about eating pork and eating ham, how bad ham is. And Ziglar was talking one time and he goes, you know, his mom basically cut off the end of the ham and put it in the roaster pan and cooked it with the end cut off. Well, he didn't really understand that. So he said, Mom, why do you cut off the end of the ham? And she goes, well, I don't know why I do that. My mother did it. And so they said, oh, they called their mom up. And they said, well, you're even your grandmother up. And they said, why do you cut the end of the ham off? Well, I don't know. My mama did it. So they called up the great-grandma, and she's alive now, and she's running around. And they said, Grandma, why do you cut the end of the ham off when you put it in the roaster? We don't understand. She goes, oh, because my roaster pan was too small. Got it? Okay. And, you know, and I thought to myself, whoa. And that's a lot of what people do. They eat the same way their parents did and their grandparents did, and they have all kinds of health issues. I've got multiple friends now whose fathers died in their 40s and early 50s. And my friends now, they started listening to me many years ago, and they're all in their 50s, almost 60 now, and they're all doing great, and they're not dead. And they were both concerned about dying early because their father died early from genetics. It's a lot of lifestyle choices. Let me read you some of this. Environmental and lifestyle factors play a far greater role than genetics. In other words, take your green tea, purple sticks every single day. A far greater role than genetics in determining the likelihood of dying young as far as environmental and lifestyle factors, according to the largest study yet to untangle the contributions of nature and nurture to healthy aging. A range of external factors, including exercise and smoking, okay, we're almost 10 times more likely than genetic risk factors. In other words, if you work out and you train with weights, you're going to massively reduce the amount of aging that your body goes through, period, especially if you take supplements. It says the unanalyzed mortality trends basically show that this is from 500,000 people, show how broader social context and environment shapes the likelihood of disease, a crucial factor as governments and payers wrestle with how to deal with rising healthcare costs. Let me give you an example. If you basically go in and you give your children an MMR shot, there's a high probability now that child's going to come down with autism. Wait a minute. Did you just say that? Well, yeah, I've said that for 40 years. That MMR shot's a nightmare. And yet here people continue to do it. Well, so there's a much more likelihood of that environmental factor of you injecting them causing autism than them being born that way. That's what the study is saying, that the choices that you choose, the exercise that you do, the supplements that you take, And what you eat determine how long you're going to live, and the vice versa determines how quickly you're going to die. And it's a lot more important than basically the genetics part of it. Now, my family lives to be about 100, pretty much, 80s and 100s, you know, and so I've learned a long time ago that I'm going to go ahead and do the best I possibly can to eat the right foods, eat as clean as I possibly can to maintain my lifestyle as long as I can. Now, mind you, let's say my expiration date's at 100, and I punch out. All right, I'm okay with that, whatever. But I'd rather spend my entire life all the way up to 100 being productive and being healthy, Austin.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
If I've got to spend the last 20 years of my life in a nursing home, I would just soon check out and be with Jesus. Between you and me, I don't want to live like that. I won't live like that, actually. That's not something I will allow, even through my living will and all the stuff I've got. It's not going to happen. So I'm not going to allow myself to be in a situation where I'm going to be stuck like that. A lot of people say, well, we live longer now than we did, you know, 100 years ago. That's simply not true. I'm going to give you some statistics now that'll fix your mindset on that. Back, my grandfather was 86 years old when he died. He used to go outside every day. He used to work every single day. He was absolutely, totally healthy. Then he had a stroke and he died. Boom, gone, 86. A lot of people live to be 65 and they start having health problems. They get all prescription drugs and they become debilitated and their brain goes to mush, especially with statin drugs. We talked about that in depth
yesterday.
So all these things that people take, they say make you live longer. That's not true. If you take the infant death rates and you take the abortion rates and the 60 million children that we've killed in the United States with abortion and the high infant mortality rate we have in the United States, remember, if a child gets to be a year old and he gets averaged into life expectancy, it massively drops life expectancy down. But if you kill that child with abortion before he's born and he would have died because of some type of other health condition, that doesn't affect mortality tables. If you take the statistics and you get rid of the abortions and you look at the amount of people we have in the United States who would have died early because we have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized country, we don't live any longer than we did 100 years ago, despite billions and trillions of dollars of health care. Look at the numbers. Look at the statistics. I punched and crunched the numbers years ago. But what ends up happening is they tell us and lie to us over and over and over and over again, we live longer and we're healthier now than we've ever been. It's not true. Go to Walmart. At about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And get your blinders on and get some sunglasses on and get prepared for spandex the way you never wanted to see spandex. Just thought I'd mention that. And you realize very quickly how unhealthy the American population is and why so many people who were obese died of COVID, Austin. Yep. For a long time after COVID, there weren't any more obese people at Walmart. There were very few. Now they're coming back. Well, guess what? That next generation has become obese now. You think, well, you're being really mean about Walmart shoppers. I guess I am. But, I mean, it's a cross-section of Americana that you didn't want to know about that's still there, and we have to pretend like it's not real, but it is. Believe it. When you hear me say that your lifestyle, your supplementation, your exercise choices make a huge difference in your life. It really, really makes a huge difference. I had a friend of mine. His name was Joey. And Joey had gained about 100 pounds, and he was – you know, adult onset diabetic. He was drinking like 10 sodas a day.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it quick.
You know, Joey was hammering BC powder. He was hammering sodas. I mean, this guy was a mess. And I remember we started remodeling a little house that I'd bought for my mother-in-law.
Yep.
And we find that Joey is trying to help us, and Joey's laying on the floor sleeping because he can't – remember this?
Blood sugar was crashing.
Because he was crashing all the time. And finally I said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you what to eat. And he lost like 100 pounds.
Yep.
He started feeling great. His diabetes went away. And suddenly Joey wasn't sleeping on the floor. You think, well, come on, Tip. No, Austin saw it. We saw it all. This was very, very real. He's a great stucco guy. And he's a nice guy. I still like Joey. But the problem is that when you choose badly as far as health choices, it always gives you consistent results, which means your health is going to go to crap, period. And if you don't believe that, you haven't seen what I've seen over the past 40 years. And I tell you what, it's a huge decision that we all make on what we're going to eat every single day. Just eat, stay away from bread, guys. It's loaded with glyphosate. If you have an occasional slice, whatever, but make sure it's organic. If you
stay away from the sodas, the high fructose corn syrup.
Stay away from high fructose corn syrup. Stay away from canola oil and corn oil and safflower oil and soybean oil. Stay away from soy in general. Just follow the top 10 foods that we did last Friday on the show of the things never to eat, never to put in your body, and you'll stay a lot healthier. Drink half your body weight in fluid ounces of distilled water every day, or reverse osmosis water. You can buy it for 39 cents a gallon. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water a day. That by itself will change your life. It'll help to stabilize blood sugar and everything else. And if you cut the junk food out, it'll make a huge difference. And use our Fit Food Protein.
That's a great meal
That's
replacement.
A great product for meal replacement. Use our GHI cleanse. I don't know if we've got a can of that around. That's what I use, Fit Food Protein and GHI.
Somewhere
use our powdered multiple every single day. That stuff will kick you in the butt when you get going in the morning. That's an amazing product. And use stuff like that that you know is super high quality. I mean, why would you put a bottle of synthetic Chinese vitamins that you bought at Walmart for 99 cents and you get six bottles for free in your body thinking that they were high quality?
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. I mean, if I can make a better product than this, I would. I can't. It's as good as I can make. And that's why it works so well. And so always remember, your health is your most valuable asset. And if you ignore it, I promise you, it will go away every single time, Austin.
Absolutely. And this is why I've been so excited to watch some of the stuff that RK Jr. has put out, as far especially with children's health, because this is a huge problem, he said, with childhood chronic diseases that is a massive crisis now. And he's directing the executive department of federal agencies to essentially start addressing the childhood chronic disease crisis. He says the American diet, the absorption of toxic material, medical treatments, lifestyle, environmental factors, government policies, food production techniques, and a host of other things are causing massive problems. It goes into detail here. He says 6 in 10 Americans have at least one chronic disease now, and it's getting worse. And then he starts talking about the kids, that the health problems with kids now is unprecedented, unlike we've seen. And there's a – where do you pull it down here? I want to pull it up. He said he said the vaccine safety is what's coming down to. He said Kennedy has faced criticism about his perceived vaccine stance. And he said that he's not against vaccines. However, he wants to have scientific-based safety studies available on what these vaccines actually do short-term and long-term. Because this is something that we've talked about for years. He said, I've never been anti-vaccine, but people should have a choice and informed consent, and the choice should be informed by the best information possible. And I'm going to ensure that there are science-based safety studies available that everybody can read and have access to and make their own assessment about whether a vaccine is good for them. And that's one of the biggest things I keep telling everybody. You have to know what's going on with this stuff and do your own research. And we're seeing now, same thing with these kids, the chemicals and the ultra-processed foods now, the Fruit Loops, the artificial colors and additives. This stuff needs to be gone. If you can't, there's so many other options now you can eat besides this. And it's talking about how now the chronic disease, the leading issue as far as with children, 74% of adults are now overweight or obese. 50% of our children are now overweight or obese in the United States now. That's crazy. 120 years ago, when someone was obese, they went to the circus, he said. In Japan, the childhood obesity rate is 3%. 3%. United States, it's 50%.
Unbelievable.
There's obviously a problem there. And so, again, he said the two culprits, first, the worst is the ultra-processed food. The second culprit is the toxic chemicals in our food, our medicine, and our environment. He said the ultra-processed foods have chemicals that didn't exist a century ago. Americans can get healthy again, and they need to know how. So I'm glad he's starting to get ready on this. He's going to start pushing a lot of different stuff for people to have the ability to really get information out there, Dan. So we're going to see. I mean, so far, he's definitely starting to get ready to push a lot of different stuff.
You know, it's so funny. We have him head of the HHS, and then we have Dr. Rachel Levine. You know, she worked at the HHS, too. And, you know, she was been a leading public health service during the Biden administration.
Levine.
In 2021, you know, one state had a ban on gender-affirming care. Okay? And same year, Dr. Rachel Levine was confirmation of the Senate to lead the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps as the Assistant Secretary for Health. She holds the rank as admiral. Levine is the highest ranking transgender ever to serve in the federal government, admiral. In the 4 years that she was at the Department of Health and Human Services, there was an explosion of anti-trans states allowed to follow Arkansas on banning gender-affirming care. And what's funny about this to me is we look at her in her position under Biden and realize that she did absolutely nothing, Austin, for the
nothing
for the people in the United States as far as health.
Health, nothing.
I mean, this woman practices unsafe sex, if she even have.
First off, he's a dude, bro. Let's clarify that.
No, I just
Let's just get that out there.
I know. I've been looking at these unbelievably ugly pictures of this guy. He's an unbelievably ugly dude.
He's a dude. He's a cross-dresser. And he got put in a position to handle the Health and Human Services of the United States. You know, he couldn't make up a crazier story.
He's unbelievably ugly as a man and as a woman.
I was even worse.
No, he's breathtakingly ugly. I mean, if he walked into the room, if everybody started falling down out of angst and fear and anger and because of the ugliness, I would not be surprised. And you think, well, I can't believe you're talking like this, Ted. Okay. I am so over Biden and what he did and the weird crap that he did. It's unbelievable to me. And I am so happy we have somebody like Kennedy now. And people, go, well, he's a womanizer. He's not queer. Not a transgender. He's in great shape. Really cares about kids. Been married a long time. He's a womanizer. Okay, he likes women. Should he be a womanizer? No, he shouldn't be doing that. Should be just staying with his wife.
But his job is to handle the health, you know?
The point is this. He hates vaccines, contrary to what he told Congress. I mean, I've read his stuff. He's okay with clean vaccines, but he hates the stuff they're putting in these kids. He hates the MMR shot. He hates the COVID shot. He hates all of this stuff. So to me, well, he's a womanizer. Okay, he's a womanizer. Got it. But I like his stance and his policies. You don't think Trump's a womanizer? Well, you can't talk about Trump. Okay. You don't think Biden was a sniffer? I mean, we've gotten a whole host of weirdos in the government positions. Do you remember little Biden's, you know, walking up to little girls and sniffing them like a weirdo?
So sick.
I mean, this guy's a perv, man. And his son is even worse. But they all get pardoned.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they're so messed up. So don't rack my brains here as far as saying, yeah, I shouldn't have Kennedy in that position. I am so glad Kennedy is in that position in spite of the fact that he is a womanizer. And, you know, period. I don't like the fact that he does that. But if he can help us to get clean vaccines and get rid of this crazy stuff that's causing all this autism and get rid of chemtrails, you have no idea. We talked about this in depth yesterday. Get rid of geoengineering and stop all of this stuff. If he has the ability to do that under HHS and what he's doing, or at least make it known publicly that it's real.
That's exactly right.
80% of people still think it's fake.
Yeah, they don't even know anything about it.
Unbelievable.
That's what he said. HHS is going to investigate all possible cause of chronic diseases, including vaccines now. So it's not going to be off the table. Because for the longest time, and everybody's seen this now, for the longest time, you couldn't question vaccines at all. Anything that happened with a vaccine, you couldn't talk about it.
Nope.
There's absolutely no way that has any relevant aspect of what's going on with health crisis at all. Nope. Not at all. Can't be. Impossible. Fake news. Pull you off. Misinformation.
Well, I have been pulled off of radio talk shows.
Dude,
by the dozens.
We put together an amazing July 4th show last year, and we posted it on YouTube. And I quoted the attorney general over in Kansas that came out and said, we're basically going to sue Pfizer because they blatantly lied about what was going on with the vaccine and said the vaccine was safe and effective and it stopped transmission. They lied. I quoted him on it. YouTube took me down. What was it? 15 minutes. Gone. They said you're spreading misinformation based on COVID misinformation.
Look who owns YouTube.
Yep. I pulled the whole thing up on there. And so when you start looking at stuff, and it's like, well, I'm just quoting somebody that's asking a question about why in the world Pfizer gets the ability to lie.
It doesn't matter. You and I are flagged on YouTube.
As soon as it said Brower, that's it.
That's it. I mean, our last name's not Brown. It's pretty easy to find us.
No.
If you just Google Ted Brower, Austin Brower, we kind of pop up everywhere. Oh, by the way, Brandon Smith wrote a good article. He's a good dude. He goes, for many years, alternative economists and conspiracy theorists have argued that according to the evidence, there has been an organized criminal cabal, which is true, Sabbath day Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, operating a long-running agenda to exploit and eventually destroy Western culture, which is under Lucifer. That's what they want to do, build a third temple. We have suggested that much of this agenda was being funded with our own tax dollars, which now we know is true, and using government institutions and NGOs for vehicles for social engineering. Now we've seen it's true. In the 20 years since I started working in the liberty movement, I've seen corruption beyond imagining, and it's all culminated in 2023 when many of us battled against the imposition of total medical tyranny, which is true, and forced vaccines and mass woke indoctrination. Even after the startling Orwellian period, we are still called conspiracy theorists, but public awareness is changing. I've seen enough to know that is happening today is truly unprecedented. We've entered a crossroads, a time when reality is no longer discarded for the sake of collective comfort and conspiracy becomes historical fact. It's an exciting time to be alive, but it's also very potentially dangerous. My running theory has always been that once the House of Cards comes crashing down and the truth was revealed to a wider public, a whole lot of skeptics used to call us fringe crazies and tinfoil hatters would suddenly claim they saw it coming all along. Yes, the conspiracy theorists were right about everything, and the truth is coming to light in a big way, but what does that mean for the future? Can America handle the truth? The recent dismantling of the USAID and the open investigations of numerous federal agencies opened a Pandora's box. We covered this in detail yesterday. The covert funding that these institutions are involved in, including billions in payoffs to various news media outlets and propaganda platforms, is, I believe, just the tip of the massive iceberg that could very well sink the U.S. system faster than the Titanic. I'm going to let you guys read the rest of this article because I want you to understand what he's saying and why he's saying what he says. Because we covered this in depth yesterday. Why are they allowing us to see this?
Yeah.
If you didn't watch yesterday's show, it was a green show. We don't get that many green shows. It's one that can be repeated and replayed over and over and over again. You need to send yesterday's show to all of your friends because I ask a lot of serious questions on yesterday's show that you guys need to think through yourselves and ask your family about. Go ahead, Oz.
You're 100% right about it. That's why I tell everybody all the time, history always repeats itself. You got to look at the playbook that they pull with a lot of this stuff and kind of do some projection and see what they're going to do. There's an article here. I'll post on the website. It's really good. It's from Brownstone. It says bird flu is a rerun of the COVID playbook.
There you go.
And how they're starting to spool this up. And he's got some great points. He goes, let's review what happened during COVID. For many years, bioweapons scientists under the guise of pandemic preparedness were genetically manipulating viruses, including like bat coronavirus, to be transmittable and virulent in humans. In other words, they created a bioweapon. We know that. This is documented now. Meanwhile, they were developing and patenting a technology for vaccines for that same bioweapon. In other words, they created the countermeasure to their own bioweapon. Then they released it. While the countermeasure vaccines were rushed into production, public health authorities took advantage by denying any lab leak, and essentially somebody ate a bat.
You know, Fauci covering that stuff up. That's why he had to be pardoned, too.
Well, and the crazy part about it is I remember bringing these topics up in 2020, and everybody goes, no. CNN's confirmed. Somebody, it was a wet market. Somebody ate a bat. He said, what's happening now with H5N1?
Okay, first of all, who in the H-E double sticks eats bats?
I guess they do eat
them. I guess if he eat bats, I mean, I don't mean to say a bad word like that. Of course, you know, hell's not a real, it's not a real cuss word. It's kind of a place, kind of a real place that people need to be aware of. But the reality is, okay, I've got this unbelievably filthy, nasty rodent
running
around
with
wings.
Flying rodent.
Oh, my gosh, it's a bat. Let's get it and eat it right now. Oh, this would be so good. I mean, I guess it's kind of true, though, with lobsters, isn't it? Lobster's an arthropod. A cockroach is an arthropod. A lobster's a giant cockroach.
That's worse.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because it's just, yeah.
Well, I guess if a culture starts liking certain foods, like they eat guinea pigs down in Ecuador.
Yeah. Let's pass on that. But this is crazy. Well,
I hear guinea pigs a good meal.
Nah, I'm not eating guinea pigs.
I'm not either.
It says what's happening now with the H5N1 bird flu, and it says the exact same thing. They've genetically manipulated an H5N1 avian influenza virus to cross classes of animals. In early 2022, a lab-manipulated bird flu bioweapon leaked from the USDA Southeast Poultry Lab in Athens, Georgia. That's what they're claiming in this article, and they have the links to it. Now, what's crazy here is now they're saying the countermeasure vaccines are being rushed into production. They're saying now to perpetuate the mass slaughter.
I don't believe any of this.
No, but this is the story that they're saying,
though. The story.
Public health authorities are performing indiscriminate PCR testing on chickens now, knowing good and well that will generate countless false positives. Authorities are then using these excessive testings, along with media-generated fear.
PCR tests don't work.
No, to basically slaughter farm animals, resulting in food shortages, to blackmail the population acceptance of vaccine in their food supply. When it says, what's crazy here, brings this up, it says the USDA is appearing to be acting as a rogue agency. The leadership needs
Chevron doctrine.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. Mm-hmm. So because of Chevron doctrine, they're coming in now saying, we are the professionals here. We know it's best for you. So we're telling you guys, you got to slaughter another 5 million chickens because one of them tested positive on a PCR test.
Kim couldn't buy eggs yesterday.
No, I know. You tried. We went to go. They have none. It said all these attached to the pandemic preparedness industry are pushing more fear-mongering. The personnel at the CDC are also doing the same. And what's interesting about this is this whole bird flu is now being tied into the $590 million bird flu vaccine development contract from Moderna that was approved 3 days before Trump's inauguration. Just thought I'd throw that
out. Remember, Trump's throwing a $500 billion AI system together.
Well, we'll see. I don't know where they're going to come up with all that cash from.
Doge just saved a bunch of money.
Yeah. That's a lot of cash.
By the way, Solari report. I like Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm going to read you some stuff that's going to be pretty controversial here. Trump's administration digital control grid coming together at high speed. Digital IDs. The real ID is being supported with a strong push throughout the states.
Yep.
The immigration effort appears to be supporting a combination of digital IDs plus biometrics. Stargate data centers, which I just mentioned. The Stargate initiative involves the building of data centers sufficient to support a complete control grid of all digital monetary systems. Stargate mRNA injections. We know this is true. We reported on it. The proposal for personalized mRNA vaccines for cancer and for everything else indicates a plan to roll out injection programs sufficient to implement the Internet of Bodies and continue to lower life expectancy. Switching fiscal control to central bankers, the Dodge takeover of the Treasury payment systems combined with the purge of civil service is designed to end congressional control of fiscal flows and policies. That's true. This leaves the New York Fed and global central bankers in complete control of the fiscal line. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective yet. As a practical matter, Musk and his team and whatever private companies and foreign governments are now sharing this data have replaced the executive branch in Congress in terms of the control operation of the fiscal side of the government. If Musk is operating as the Doge in the Venetian sense, as Steve Bannon rightly points out, Musk and the Silicon Valley crew could not care less about the American people. We might as well start calling Musk President Musk. Social credit system. It looks like the Doge takeover of systems is setting up an infrastructure to start a social credit system as well, using federal payments. Hate crimes, accusations, and entrapments are designed to assist here. Crypto push. The testing of all digital transaction systems continues using private crypto. Land grab. One of the big goals is to use Bitcoin, which is a Ponzi scheme, to swap for real assets, $500 trillion of land and minerals. If, as Howard Lutnick puts it out, if mandated government purchase is going to run up the price of Bitcoin, and then the 2% who own 70% of Bitcoin can swap their Bitcoin for land on secret tax-free basis and then achieve MBT, the real core magna, make billionaires trillionaires. Gaza genocide. To build part of the control grid, they need to remove the Palestinians out to Jordan or to Egypt or to continue to genocide them. It seems there's a bit of a stall on who will take responsibility to get that done. Marketing, a wide variety of ridiculous cultural and unethical medical marketing is being done right now to try to force people into doing whatever they're told to do concerning what Doge tells them to do. The marketing pitches that past lawlessness justifies current lawlessness. Canceling all sorts of heinous, ridiculous, and wasteful expenditures helps promote this. There is little understanding that where the cancellation is done illegally, the courts will often reverse it, and then the cost will be often more than the savings. This is what happened to the neocons during Bush 1. This is classic neocon strategy.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
As the general counsel at HUD, later governor of Oklahoma and executive director of the American Bankers Association, once said, when it was pointed out it was illegal to abrogate a binding contract with a private enterprise, he said, excuse my language, F them. By the time they win in court, we will be gone. If you know what you are doing, you could cancel all of this stuff relatively quickly on a legal basis, but it does not look like it's happening. The freedom-fighting community is betting big on RFK and Tulsi Gabbard going into the administration, not understanding that they are full-on supportive of the land grab and genocide of Gaza. Weather warfare. This is one of the plunders, aces in the hole. Weather warfare will continue to support the land grab on an ongoing basis with the ability to manipulate the media, old and new, to suppress the death counts. The takeover of TikTok was necessary for this purpose because so many people on TikTok were talking about chemtrails.
That was happening.
Mm-hmm. The bottom line is this. This is a coup. Wow. This is Catherine Austin Fitz saying it. She was last Sue. I saw it on Money and Markets that the leaders of the push for a totalitarian control model and the central bankers have decided to back Trump because he could deliver the conservatives into the model. What is happening now has been in the planning at least since Trump and Musk are simply kabuki theater. What I underestimate was the speed in which they would proceed with the full-on coup d'etat. However, given the Department of Defense and intelligence agencies' clouds have all been digitized and put in the hands of Silicon Valley, a complete re-engineering of the U.S. government through digital systems is now possible at high speed. I covered this in depth yesterday with Austin of why they're doing this and why they're letting us see this.
Now, some of that, I think, is pretty speculatory.
That's what I'm saying.
Some stuff
this
she said Catherine there. I don't agree
Austin
with everything she said.
Fitz.
However, there are the thing that is interesting that she did bring up is how they've been trying to roll the real ID into 2025, and these things have been in the works for years now, though, with AI and the digital platform.
I'm going to let you guys read the rest of this. I'm going to read one more paragraph. This is a coup d'etat. The goal is to destroy the Constitution once and for all. If they succeed, the central bankers, the International Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, will have complete control. As far as the Bank for International Settlements, BIS, General Manager Augustine Gartens has openly described, notice that the New York Fed continues to run the debt and make sure the payments flow, and the markets have not reacted in any dramatic way. That is because the smart money is comfortable with what is happening, and this is true.
I have noticed that. Mm-hmm. Even with all these cuts and these layoffs that are coming, the market hasn't gone nuts at all.
That's because the smart money is comfortable with this happening because it's part of their plan and, in fact, has generally anticipated what is happening because they have organized it. I'm adding some of this. The U.S. executive branch does not run the dollar system. They do not. And they can only do what they do if the central bankers continue to allow the payments to flow in and out. In other words, it's exactly what I said a few minutes ago. It's the International Banking Cartel, Synagogue of Satan, Bank of International Settlements, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, the New York Fed. All of these people are in cahoots right now and in unison lockstep to bring in this constitutional crisis that they are pushing towards us right now. Now, personally, I'm really happy all of this waste and fraud is being exposed.
That's the next thing that I was going to rebuttal with Catherine is the fact that, so what is a better option? We just continue to allow billions of dollars to go to DEI and the school system?
The reality is what she's saying is it's not that they're doing this as far as causing a collapse of the economy. They're doing this to re-engineer the economy into an electronic surveillance state in which every single thing that you purchase or buy is going to be monitored.
We know that's coming.
With digital IDs. Yeah. I mean, why do you think if you deposit more than $10,000, you make $10,001, it gets reported into the guy? And if you decide, well, I don't want to have that happen, so I'm going to deposit $9,000 this week and $9,000 next week because you sold a car, now all of a sudden you're structuring.
Yeah.
So now that's a felony. And you're like,
well, no, the war on cash has been ongoing for a while now. There's no question about that.
But that's what they want. Trump's administration, digital control grid coming together at high speed. I want you guys to all read this. It's a free version of the Solari report that I'm posting on the Solari Report Substack. And I want you to understand that I don't necessarily agree with all of what I just read. But it's very interesting that she made a lot of the same exact points, Austin, that we made yesterday.
She has an interesting take on it because that is one thing that I had been questioning. I talked to my buddy about it the other night. I was like, why aren't the markets hyper right now? Why aren't people – I mean
– the Fed has not closed anything.
No, we're about to have thousands of people. Now, again, it may trickle. Next couple months we may see it as far as retract because you're going to have thousands of people going
– as long as they keep the credit flowing and the money flowing and the money flow flowing and the M1 money supply going – they won't have a contraction. We have seen repeatedly now is because when you contract the M1, the money supply in circulation, that's when you cause the recession. You know, Clinton did it. Nixon did it. They started balancing the budget, and they contracted the M1 money supply, causing recessions. We've learned over the years now that with a Keynesian economic model, you have to have about 6-7% of inflation per year to maintain an increasing amount of money in the flow as far as money being pushed into the markets. And if you do that, you continue to grow, but then you increase the inflation rate, which decreases the value of the dollar. That's why the dollar has gone down by 98% in the last 100 years. I mean, I remember, Austin, when gas was 25 cents a gallon. I remember when people were getting paid $1.65 for minimum wage. I remember all of that stuff. And that doesn't happen anymore. Now, all of a sudden, gas – I looked at diesel again yesterday. It's almost $4 a gallon.
Oh, I know. It's almost back up again. I know.
You know?
And all that is all speculator-driven.
Well, speculation-driven and dollar-loss-driven. It's because the dollar has lost so much of its purchasing power. I mean, they used to have 5 and 10 cent stores. You go in for 5 cents or a dime or a nickel and buy stuff. These have dollar stores, remember?
They still have dollar stores.
But they don't have dollar items.
They're not dollars anymore, unless it's some, you know, cheap little Chinese plastic piece. But yeah, nothing's a dollar anymore.
No.
Any of those places.
And that's because the dollar value has gone down, particularly with Biden, which, of course, Biden didn't do this. He was busy eating ice cream and.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say anything negative about him. I could just go off on him.
Well, that's why you see the metal markets of gold, especially. I mean, gold's up 43-45% in a year for its 52-week run. I mean, that's a big.
We told everybody years ago this was going to happen, and it's happening.
Yeah, I still.
And the Federal Reserve now refusing to be audited on how much gold they've got.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they got a bunch of. Remember all that gold under the trade towers that disappeared?
Allegedly, yeah. Wherever all that went.
And all those vaults. Yeah. Why don't you read about that? Why don't you watch that video, Loose Change? That'll tighten you up. There's two ones you need if you want to watch stuff on 9/11. To watch Loose Change, and 9/11 Mysteries. Those two, and that's the one that got me cranked up was 9/11 Mysteries.
Well, when you start realizing,
you start reading all the lies.
As soon as you start realizing about Building 7, that's the first one that really gets people's attention. Seven, they don't know, okay, well, why did the Solomon Building collapse on itself 8 hours later?
With no planes hitting it.
Controlled demolition.
You know,
like that. Okay.
We don't have time to do that, but tomorrow I want to play the video. They're all over the line.
Yeah, we'll pull it up tomorrow.
We'll pull Building 7 collapse tomorrow in case you guys. Don't bother. Of course, our listeners already know that.
They already know. I was about to say, most of them do on here. So, again, guys, thank you for getting the truth out there. Thank you for affording these shows, getting updates, signing up for the newsletter. Also, too, the product of the week will be changing later on today. I left the Fit Food up till this afternoon. I had a lot of people email me saying they want to take advantage of it because it's cheaper than the Fitback
special. It tastes great.
It's a great product, great post-workout, great meal replacement as well if you want to use it for that. So be sure to take advantage of it for the next afternoon, and the vitamin E, the super potent ER mixed to Coferol vitamin E. That actually won product of the week. That's what I voted on.
That is a great, it's very strong, by the way. It's a
very good natural blood thinner as well. And very, very good.
Vitamin E and cod liver oil and water will all help to thin the blood,
yes,
by the way.
Now you got to keep the blood thin. That's what a lot of people don't realize. When it comes to blood pressure, when it comes to circulatory health, you've got to make sure the blood is thin. It starts getting too thick. It's like trying to pump, 90 weight motor oil.
The other day, I had some vitamin C. Intravenously done. They took my blood pressure and it was, I think it was 117 over 68.
That's like perfect.
I take no blood pressure medicine, but I do take the HGH stimulate.
That works great.
I do take that. I don't take it every day, but I take it two or three to four times a week. And I tell you what, that product works great for maintaining healthy blood pressure. It really does. And a round trampoline, a little mini trampoline. If you got bad ankles or hips or legs or whatever, don't do it, okay? Make sure you clear it with your doctor first. But if you start jogging on a little trampoline like 10 minutes twice a day, invariably it will lower the blood pressure almost immediately. I've seen it happen over and that. And by the way, walking won't do that. It's the up and down valves of the motion of the valves in the legs that help to get those things stronger again to help reduce the blood pressure. Walking won't do that, but the trampoline will because it gives you a resistance against gravity. But don't get a big trampoline because they're just too hard to maintain. Just get a little small one, like 2 or 3 feet across. And if you have to, put a chair on one side or build a stand so you can grip it and hang on to it. You should be careful with your job jumping with it, though.
One last story. I'll cover this more tomorrow, so I'm going to go into more detail in it. The trial alleging Merck knew about the dangers of the HPV vaccine has now been delayed again. They've gotten so many continuances and delays on this trial now. I've been following this now for the last couple of years.
They've got hundreds of attorneys doing this.
Now it's supposed to be February. Now they push it to September.
Well, no, what happens is they put in all these different briefs with all these different judges, and they've got to read all this junk, and they say, we can't read 5,000 pages in the next week.
New jury as well. New jury pushed to September now. I mean, they're just – this whole thing is so
– Well, don't you remember Dark Waters, that movie?
Yeah.
Watch that movie, Dark Waters, with Teflon.
Same thing DuPont did. And the sad part about this is the HPV vaccine is unbelievably toxic to the body. It does not protect against HPV. That's the problem. So, again, do your research. This is exactly what Kennedy talked about, is being able to have the own research and have this stuff to light.
Well, if you could do your research and they'll show you the real research, everybody can make real decisions based on facts.
And that's the thing, informed consent, my friend. So thank you again for support of Health Masters. That's why we're very, very open and transparent about our products, what's in them, and the ingredient list all the way down to everything. That's why the purple sticks are so detailed on there. So, again, stock up. Stay healthy. If you need anything, give us a call, teamhealthmasters.com. You have a fantastic evening, my friends.
And you always remember, it's always about Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. It's through him we can do all things. Always remember that. That way you keep your hearts and minds in Christ and stay positive every single day of your life and realize that we already have victory in Christ. All we're doing is telling you what's going on around us so you can basically be careful with what you do and what you eat and how you live.
Absolutely, my friends. You guys have a fantastic evening.